I could hear Clarice breathing fast and shaky. She was almost panting. I'm sorry, I said, knowing it wasn't enough.
Where have you been? Clarice whispered fiercely. I've been going crazy, and you were off getting drunk on hard liquor? What happened? Did you see him? Did your plan work? What happened?
My throat filled up with 50 good lies, and I opened my mouth to release them, and then closed it again fast before any could escape. I had promised God not 10 minutes ago in the shower that I would never lie again if he would help me.
Arlene, Clarice hissed. I know you were sick and tired, but you are not going to sleep until you tell me what happened.
I spoke slowly, checking every word for truth before releasing it.
Because the news I have, well, it's going to hit your girls pretty hard. Pretty hard. I was trying to be helpful, but I can see where that gets a person in this neighborhood. Anyway, you know Miss Pippa is perfectly house-trained. She uses a litter box just like a cat. House-trained, my...
What do you mean, hit my girls? Said Florence. Mrs. Weedy said,
a student at their school. He's gone missing.
What have I got in my pocket, sis? I said softly, and Aunt Florence looked at me, questioning. I shook my head at her. I didn't have any of my own secrets left, but I could keep Clarice's. I could keep Aunt Florence's, too.
One day in class, as Buzzy read, the principal came in, cleared his throat, and said, Could I have all your attention, please? I've a new student to introduce to you, Bees. He comes to us from a faraway land. Please make him feel welcome and give him a hand. Buzzy and her classmates gasped in awe. As the new bee stepped forward, they couldn't believe what they saw. He was yellow and black just like they were, but had spots and not stripes on his fuzzy fur. A bee with spots they never had seen. And because he was different, the young bees were mean. Some of them laughed. One pointed her finger. The principal told them the new bee's name was Stinger. Stinger started to blush and looked very sad. His new classmate's reaction made him feel so bad. He stood there quietly and shuffled his feet. Then the teacher suggested he might take a seat. The whispers and snickers began to subside. Still, poor Stinger wished for somewhere to hide. The playground at recess was more of the same. No bees asked Stinger to join in their game. And on the bus going home, he sat alone in the rear. Buzzy felt certain she noticed a tear.